The Kreuzberg neighborhood of Berlin is often referred to as Little Istanbul. It's famous for its Turkish Muslim population. Curiously, it's also where the Holy See's representative to Germany, Archbishop Jean-Claude Perisset, has his residence. So pushing it a bit, one could call this compound a little Vatican of sorts. Also because it's where Benedict XVI stayed on the first night of the first state visit to his homeland. So when it came to choosing a venue for the Pope to meet with Muslim representatives on the morning of Friday 23rd of September, the location for this encounter seemed an obvious one. And so at 9 a.m. sharp, the meeting began in this city of Berlin, where minarets and domed roofs have hit the city's skyline. The atmosphere was cordial. There were 15 representatives of the Muslim community in Germany, the largest numerically in Western Europe after France and Britain. And it was an encounter between theologians, as the Muslim group was led by a professor of Islamic theology, Muhammad Korkide.
Eure Herrlichkeit, Eminenzen, Exzellenzen, verehrte Brüder und Schwestern im Glauben an Gott.
Speaking to the Pope, the professor pointed to the fact that here in Germany there's an ongoing process to establish Islamic theology as a subject at German universities. But he also highlighted the Catholic Muslim Forum launched in the Vatican in 2008, which he described as a major platform for Muslim-Christian dialogue, stressing the love of God and one's fellows as the central binding link between Islam and Christianity. And in his response to Professor Korkide, Benedict XVI too highlighted some binding elements between the two faiths.
In einer überwiegend pluralistischen Gesellschaft wird dieser
It seems to me, the Holy Father said, that there can be fruitful collaboration between Christians and Muslims. In the process, we help to build a society that differs in many respects from what we brought with us from the past. As believers setting out from our respective convictions, we can offer an important witness in many key areas of life in society. I am thinking, for example, of the protection of the family based on marriage, respect for life in every phase of its natural course, or the promotion of greater social justice. This meeting with the representatives of the well-established Muslim community, mainly from Turkey, which represents a younger group than the mainstream German, and since 9/11, unlike in the 1960s and 70s when integration went more smoothly, now causes concern for many who fear fundamentalist groups, marked the last of Benedict XVI's appointments in Berlin. A successful beginning to this four-day official visit home for this Pope, who seems to have charmed the previously aggressive media. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung even went so far as to describe his keynote address at the Bundestag, the federal parliament, the speech of the century. Meanwhile, on Friday, his journey continues south of Berlin, in Erfurt, the land of Luther. With the Pope in Berlin, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.